Testing 1, 2, 3, 4. And here we are, man, for a pre-show for Thursday, the 15th. I got to go to the passport office today. And I'm going to be in a live show with James Adomian and some people at a new improv club in Los Angeles. I can't remember the name of this place. I'll have it for you. By, you know, it's Thursday. I'll have it for you on Friday's show. This is an encore show for, you know, tomorrow, Thursday, today, Thursday. We got a new, we have sort of a new character phone that we're installing here tomorrow morning. So I got to get my fucking ass in gear for that. And then I have to get out to the, this morning. And I have to get my ass in gear for that. Then I have to get my ass in gear for the passport office. And then I want to figure out a way that I'm going to be able to communicate with you guys from where we're going, which is, I should be like this. I should be like, hey, how you doing? But the camera's over there. So that looks ridiculous. So anyway, yeah, a real challenge. Just a challenging week, that's all. Just a lot of fucking bullshit. A lot of going everywhere and not getting anything done kind of shit. I just got back, except I went over to Titmouse and did some pickups for Duncan Trussell's show, which I was really happy to do. And we got a Pluto spot to do. So really not much more than this for today's pre-show. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Test, 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 test. Because that doesn't have to be that compressed, does it? No. I don't think it does. Hi, it's Phil. I'm talking normal level of voice here, and that's a little bit better level. Nothing needs to be, but then we come in and go, hi, this is Bobby Dooley, and I'm right up on top of the fucking microphone, and that's not too bad either. Right, because every time she's on, she's like just jumps out of the goddamn thing. All right, man. That's the latest and the greatest here from the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Except for Ustream. That's, I'm joking. All right, where we're going to go today. Phil Henry. We're going to go over here and where is this goddamn thing, man? Wow, look at that, man. That's my Twitter account, dude. I want the real Phil Henry Show, bitch. Oh, I see what I'm doing. I see what I did wrong.
I see what I did wrong.
So we're going to do the 15th of August, 2018. My, how time flies when you're... When you're sort of having fun, but not really, you know. Time flies when you're... Log it into this motherfucker. The blame game. Oh, Christ, there's that motherfucker now. Jesus Christ on a crutch. Moscow Mitch. I love that. That now, there's a nickname that sticks. There's a nickname that sticks. Trump, you got to learn that one. Moscow Mitch. That one works. Multiple officers shot in Philadelphia. So now we got cops getting shot. Do you think the NRA gives a shit about that? Fuck no. Fuck no. .800 plunge of the Dow and a new recession warning, and Trump is blaming the federal chair, not his trade war. That's because Trump doesn't know a goddamn thing about economics. He knows nothing about economics. I know a lot of that comes as a shock to people that don't know shit about economics either, which is basically most of the motherfuckers that voted for him. They don't know a fucking thing. They see a guy who's rich. He must know something about money. No, he knows a whole lot about sitting on daddy's fucking knee. That's what he knows. Now that motherfucker, who everybody gives a big fucking broad, you know, leeway to, now that cocksucker has got us in a fucking recession. And guess what? It ain't his fault. It's the Fed chair. Those fucking people could talk and think circles around that cocksucker when it comes to fucking the economy. All right, here we go, man. This ought to be good. Look at this. What the fuck is this? Wait a minute, man. This is wrong. Do I have the right thing? No, dude, I don't. Look at the 31st. I was watching some preseason football, obviously, last year. We're looking for the 15th. Wednesday, General Shaw interviews and harasses Dean Wheeler while he does Shaw's yard work. Aha! This is a year ago that General Shaw beat Dean Wheeler to 1,000 followers on Twitter. And so that's what we've got here. This ought to be great. Well, I say that advisedly. And John Jerryman is in Philadelphia, oh good lord, where they're having this shootout, singing the song Cool from West Side Story. Beautiful thing. All right, now what am I doing? 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 Oh, yeah. There we go. Well, let's get back to the ocean. Let's get back to the ocean, you know? Oh, no, that's not the ocean. That's the ocean, and there I am. Really terrible. Really terrible. 1 year from now, if we're still doing this fucking show, I'll be sitting here going, God, look at how fucked up I look with the beard and the glasses. I look so skinny. I sure am glad I started eating again. I'm kidding. I hope I don't do that. I hope I don't do that. That would be fucked up. Wouldn't be any good at all, you know? Wouldn't be no good at all. Let me just get this over here. Paste. Paste, motherfucker, paste. This is from August 15, 2018. Real Phil Hendry. All right, man. So off we go with you. You get your ass out of here. And then we go back over to our webpage. And we got to go to archives. What are you? July 2000. There's a place I know. July 2000. I'm looking at this Ingmar Bergman film. Not Ingrid Bergman, Ingmar, the director, the very reclusive genius of Swedish cinema, or is it Norwegian? It's, you know. And it's a film with his muse, Liv Ullmann. And, of course, his major player in his ensemble, Max von Sydow, or Sydow, if you will, if you're American and all you know is The Exorcist. And anyway, and it's a film about a Swedish couple, a family in the New World in America in the 1850s in Minnesota. And I saw this immediately. Oh, I got to watch this because I spent a year in Minnesota, WCCO, and everybody of Norwegian and Swedish descent. Just about everybody you ran into had a Swedish or Norwegian last name. We had, like, I told you, Roger Ericsson. I can't tell you the guys that I met. Dan Hertzgaard and Kurt Lundgren and a lot of fucking people. And there was who was the gal that we had in news, man? She had a massively Norwegian Swedish name. And the engineers were a crack up. I said, where are you going, man? I'm going home to listen to the police scanner. When it got really, really, really cold, it's the dead of winter, and it's like January, and it's freezing, and you can't go out and can't do anything. The engineers would go home and listen to their police scanners for domestic violence calls. That's how they got their laughs. I mean, can you fucking believe that? No, I'm making it sound worse than it is, but it was pretty bad. But kind of funny too. I don't know. In a fucked up way. We're gonna go to July here of 2000 to pull our classic. Let me see something here, man. What do you got? What do you got, bitch? The Ted Bell with cell phone etiquette. I love it. Let's see what that's about. Beautiful thing. Okay. So, that having been done, we'll go back over here. We'll go back over here. We'll go back over here. I'm going to email myself this. Okay. So on Friday, tomorrow on Friday's show, I'll let you know the name of the place. It's something typewriter. It's a new improv club in Los Angeles. Two words, and one of them is typewriter. And like the biggest dump, but I'll have it for you on the Friday show. And I'm going to be in an improv show with James Adomian, brilliantly funny comic who is in our UCB show. Such a sweet guy. And I don't know who else, but we'll see. Also, Derek Waters is having a reading tonight if you're in the LA area. Is it tonight? When the hell is it? Go to Instagram or go to the Drunk History Instagram or Twitter account. They're having a live reading of their Emmy-nominated episode of Drunk History. So, and I think Seth Rogen will be reading, Rachel Wood, probably Derek himself. So there you go. And I wonder if the show got nominated for an Emmy in total. I don't know. So that's you can apply for, you can get a free RSVP by going to either his Instagram account, to the Drunk History Instagram account. The Drunk History Instagram account or the Twitter account, I'm sure. I can't say for sure because I didn't see it, but I'm positive. I'm betting money that they are, you know. All right. Now I'm looking at this part of the Ingmar Bergman film where they're eating raw meat, and it looks like deer meat. It's just, it's fucked up looking. And I don't see Max von Sydow anywhere anymore. It's like, okay. There's a bunch of Swedish immigrants, 1850s America, and it's really fucked up looking. You know, poor people, they're not sure what they're going to eat. They're like eating just... Okay. What is this? All right, so that's that. All right, so I'm groovy with that, man. All right, get out of here. Right? Yeah. Get back over here to our archives. We're going to the 18th of, the 15th of August, 2018. And I'm going to do something here, man. Meanwhile, one of the characters in this movie has a bad ear that keeps bleeding. That's the thing with Bergman. He just throws this weird shit in. Story of this family, got all this shit. One of the kids, the younger brother who came over, has got a bad ear. He's bleeding from the ear. He thought he saw an Indian. There's a dead body in a tree. They're not sure what it is. It was an actual dead Native American who was left there by his tribe, because that's what they do with old people sometimes. The Native people in the back in the day would leave their elderly out in the open and let them die in the open. Let them die out there with the Great Spirit. And this young Swedish guy thought an arrow was shot at him from the tree. And when they come back, they see like just the skeletonized... just partially skeletonized corpse of this man laying in the tree where he was put by his tribe, and he thought it was a real Indian, so he shot an arrow back at it, where this Swedish guy got a bow and arrow. I guess he invented or came up with it. And then his brother comes with him and says, "You fucking moron. The guy's been dead for probably weeks, if not months. He didn't shoot an arrow at you." And the kid with the bloody ear goes, "Yeah, he did. I could hear it." He says, "You only got one ear. How could you hear it?" And it's just like that. I mean, that, and then he goes to the store, and there's a letter waiting for him, and they ask him for the 15 cents postage. That's how they used to do it. You had to pay the postage when you got it. So some jackball would put it in the thing and send it, and the post office would deliver it but demand payment from the guy receiving it. And you'll notice that they don't do that anymore, nor have they done that anymore in my lifetime, probably yours, and probably in like 6 or 7 lifetimes ahead of us. They finally figured out that's a real fucked up way of doing it. Let's charge the guy on his end to send it. Well, it doesn't make sense. I mean, shouldn't the guy who's going to get to have it pay for it? Nope. No, it doesn't. Because if he doesn't have the money, we're fucked. Make sure they pay up front. And the only way you can pay up front is for the guy who's sending it to pay it. So we got rid of that system. But in the 1850s, apparently that's how it was done.
Now then, getting back to where we are, August of 15, 2018, there's a place I know. And we're going to take a look at that, man. Let's just take a little bit. Look at that thing. There it is. Boom. And we'll get that motherfucker rocking and rolling here. It's always interesting to see what kind of physical shape I was in from 1 year to the next. Here we are, 1 year ago. That picture was taken at the Biltmore Hotel in Santa Barbara. That picture was taken, I think that was pulled off the internet on Sunset Boulevard. There's the Carl's Jr. there. I think this is Hollywood High School right here. Hollywood High School is actually on, is it on Hollywood Boulevard? No, it's on Sunset. This is a famous picture.
Just a moment.
Listen to that. There's the sober version of these girls. There's a picture online that shows it. Now, let's see. We can just bypass Phil's all pissed. There he is. There he is. He looks
really got going on, man.
He's looking irritated.
Wow, just in time. Just in time, Daddy-O. Head coach DJ Durkin placed on paid. Head coach is placed on paid administrative leave.
Who's that?
Christ on a crutch. This is bad.
Who? Who?
School accepts mistakes made by training staff in McNair's death.
Who?
While Marty and Tanya will never get another day with Jordan, Dr. Lowe's words were meaningful to them and give them some comfort that he will put the university on the path to change the culture of the program. Maryland football ain't been shit, right? Am I right or am I wrong? I don't follow college ball that much, but...
No, it hasn't.
You're right, man. General Shaw's doing just the gardening.
Now, I thought, again, I heard what you said.
All right,
you
so what we have here, guys...
Longer and more fruitfully and happier. And a whole lot of other things we can't prove, but we're pretty damn sure exist.
All right, so...
Really?
Yes. It's Phil Henry. All the voices and stuff you're going to hear on the show today, all that, you know...
Yeah, all this stuff is done by him.
Okay. Now, I already cut the Pluto TV commercial, which I will be inserting, if you'll pardon the language, into the show at the open right here. So having done that, let's just pretend I finished doing the thing. Let's make sure that we got the goddamn audacity rolling, because that's one of my weaknesses in life. I don't know what I'm doing from one day to the next with audacity. Is it? Yeah, there we are. Okay. Going back here to the massively popular, legendary, and all that other bullshit Phil Henry show.
So you got him over there today, huh?
Yeah, I talked him into it because he said, well, he's got to get back up north and he doesn't know how much longer he can do this and all this other jazz.
Yeah, talked him into it, huh?
I just realized something. Wait, hold on. I just realized something. I got to do, I did the pre-show and I did the spot, but I got to do the actual intro. What a dumb guy.
Freud's game. Have you played that, General?
I was over there and I you know,
I can't fit.
Website. That's W Radio Show going back over 20 years and some of the greatest bits that. 4-5. All right. I think I'm ready to go.
All right, so now let's
pretend. Hey, it's Phil Henry, and before we kick things off here for today's show, we'd like to remind you, of course, that the backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, a subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show for a month or for a year, is the best way to enjoy the world of, well, the world of Henry subscribers, our Sunday night live show.
You know, blow what?
You have to.
Subscription to the world-famous Phil Henry Show and live longer and more fruitfully and happier.
Thank you. Yeah.
And a whole lot of other things we can't prove, but we're pretty damn sure exist.
And now comes the disclaimer.
Really?
Yes. It's Phil Henry. All the voices and stuff you're going to hear on the show today, all that, you know.
Yeah, all this stuff is done by him.
Okay.